Welcome to Health Industry Hub. I'm your host, Rosalina, and joining me today is Dr. Gisela Mortner, who is the new CEO of Noxapharm, an Australian drug discovery and development company. Today's discussion will focus on the new leadership and where the transition will take the company. Gisela, it's such a pleasure to have you on Health Industry Hub. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Rosalina. It's great to be here.
For people that don't know you, although many definitely in the medical industry and especially the medical function of the pharmaceutical companies will know you well, but can you give a short summary of your career and leadership journey?
So I have focused my career on bringing improved health outcomes to high-need patient populations. I qualified as a medical doctor in Germany as well as in the USA and attained a PhD in medical research. And then basically I devoted my early career at the National Institutes of Health in the USA to studying coronary artery disease. And I published some pioneering work on coronary calcium deposits and electron beam tomography. Then I continued in medical research, not only in the US, but also in Japan, before studying a Master's of Public Health at Harvard University. Realizing that a pathway to making an impact on health on a global basis would be through the healthcare industry, I developed a career path in medical device and pharmaceutical industry. I then moved into the drug development space with Noxapharm Limited, first as a medical director and shortly thereafter as a chief medical officer. Now, over the last nearly 10 years or so, I have also served in various roles at APA. So APA is the Australian Pharmaceutical, Medical and Scientific Professionals Association, quite a mouthful. The last 4 years I served as vice president and president, and currently I'm serving as the past president. I'm also the Australian delegate at IFAP, so which is the International Federation of Associations of Pharmaceutical Physicians. My recent appointment to CEO of Noxapharm obviously presents me with plenty of challenges, but it's also an incredibly exciting opportunity to bring an Australian company to leadership in this space. And it's something I'm very passionate about, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What is the next stage of transformation for Noxapharm?
Well, over the last 3 years, Noxapharm has certainly grown from being a company that is focused on just one key molecule to a fully fledged R&D company. So it has become a much more diversified organization with research and relationships all over the globe that certainly puts us in a good state for the future. Now, when you look at our clinical trials, they are conducted across a range of global sites from Australia to Europe and the USA. And the hospitals we are working with, some of them are world renowned, like the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the United States. Now, when we look at our preclinical assets, our pipeline has grown significantly, and our preclinical team have identified a number of molecules that we are investigating for applications in oncology, chronic inflammation, and we have even one line of investigation towards an application in vaccine technology. One of our closest collaborations is certainly the collaboration with the Hudson Institute in Melbourne, where we are working on some very promising projects. So for a young company like us, I really think we are punching above our weight. I think the biggest transformation will actually happen in our preclinical, in the preclinical arena, because that's where we have new molecules, some of them in-licensed, some of them developed in-house, that we hope we can substantially develop this year with the hope of getting, you know, one in the clinic as soon as possible.
A Deloitte survey that was done recently, actually end of last year, saw CEOs give feedback on, you know, how they found 2021. And a lot of words like challenging, chaotic, exhausting, unpredictable and volatile were part of the feedback that was given by the CEOs. So I guess this time is a critical time of transition for Noxofarm and considering your new role as CEO, what opportunities do you look forward to in leading the company, Gisela?
Yes, it certainly has been a challenging time, but as always, challenges do present opportunities. So like all companies in the health space, I think, you know, access to medical professionals and to study sites has been difficult at times during the pandemic. However, our processes and relationships have certainly minimized this impact. Now, I guess as we adjust to this new normal and our clinical and preclinical programs will certainly continue, and I will certainly extend our relationships with healthcare professionals, pharmaceutical companies, and also investors around the world to ensure that we have the means and resources to bring new treatments for, you know, significant diseases to the world.
In the R&D space, so for companies like Noxofarm and considering the COVID-19 environment, what are the key challenges from a research perspective? Because there are quite a lot in consideration of COVID-19. And when we look at, you know, things like funding in this space, research funding, for example, investment in this space, what do you see as the key challenges?
Drug development is necessarily a very long process to ensure the safety and efficaciousness of medications that come to market. So this does provide major challenges, especially when it comes to raising funds. You know, Australia is in some sense relatively new to the biotech area. The Australian investors, and I'm, you know, vastly oversimplifying here, but the Australian investors are very clued in when it comes to understanding, like, for example, mining companies, but they haven't had much exposure to the biotech field. And, you know, as the pool of drug development companies in Australia is relatively small, it can be difficult for Australian investors to appreciate the long lead times that are required before a return in investment may be seen. So I think that's one major challenge. And the other challenge is that, yes, I mean, certainly more government funding to better support the sector, you know, would result in, I think, not only in a more vibrant drug discovery industry as such, but I think it would also help reverse the brain drain that we are experiencing. So many talented people leave Australia for career reasons.
So Gisela, based on your international experience, do you think that investment is different for the early stage drug development and discovery overseas?
US is very generous in funding medical and by extension also pharmaceutical projects and research. And there is certainly a lot more support and knowledge and also people resources to fund these projects broadly versus here in Australia. As I said, I think it's still really just sort of emerging as an area of interest for the government and also for the industry itself. We used to have basically only subsidiaries of pharma companies here in Australia. There was no independent pharma companies that were established, except really CSL. And only very recently, we have, you know, a more flourishing biotech industry.
So there's obviously a huge potential for growth. And I think COVID-19 has really highlighted the importance of local drug discovery, vaccines, any therapeutics discoveries, in addition to manufacturing and opportunities for commercialization too.
In some sense, the COVID-19 was a huge eye-opener, I think, for us here in Australia. And we realized that we have some gaps that we urgently need to fill.
Gisela, the Australian Institute of Company Directors is recommending that organisations embrace a 40-40-20 model of board gender diversity. As a female leader collaborating with an all-male board, what are the key drivers from your perspective that are required to facilitate the right changes so that we have more women on boards to balance the current statistics?
As I am a member of the AICD, I am certainly well aware of their recommendations. And Noxapharm as a company is also very aware of the importance of gender equity. The board has been very supportive in my nomination to the board, so that was very pleasing. I certainly feel I have a full vote and place at the table. And in my mind, that puts us ahead of many other boards. When we look at our C-suite, we are also on the right track. So out of 5 executives that we have myself as the CEO, and we have Jeanette Bell as a strong COO at Noxapharm. I think it's important at every level of the career that we have a balance. It's always been near and dear to my heart, and I will certainly continue to strive to support women in achieving their full potential.
The COVID-19 environment has potentially provided, out of the crisis, potentially more opportunities for women to rise to the senior leadership positions, in the fact that the work environment has become more flexible as well. So often, you hear due to other carers or family requirements that a lot of women did not have the opportunity to be able to get to the very senior positions. And, there were more of them in middle management. So I guess, that's a positive that's come out of the COVID-19 crisis.
Yes, obviously the AICD makes a major point that needs to change, and it's being mentioned in many executive webinars. When you look around, yes, it's always a topic. It's a topic within the whole ESG framework, really. So I think that's important. Another point I think that's really important is also cultural diversity. So that is also something where I think we at Noxapharm are, again, trying to be very inclusive. And we have a very diverse mix of employees from many different cultural backgrounds. And I have to say, it's really fun and also very enriching to experience all those cultural backgrounds.
So thank you so much, Gisela. I really appreciate your time in joining me at Health Industry Hub today. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to add, or anything you'd like to summarize?
Well, thank you, Rosalina. This is really a very exciting time for Noxapharm at this point. We are chartering into new territory and opening up a new chapter for Noxapharm. And yes, I'm very excited to be at the helm and guide Noxapharm towards success.
Thanks so much for joining me at Health Industry Hub today.